Welcome to Floating NFT Podcast. My name is Xiaowen.
And my name is Noah.
Hi.
Hi, I'm your co-host.
Thank you.
Thank you for being a good host.
Oh, how would you know? We haven't really do this podcast yet.
Oh, true.
Yeah, so.
I'm going to reserve my judgment then.
That's right. Okay, so anyway, I know it's going to be a pretty fun day because this morning we already had 4 different dongdings in our live Instagram session. And I am a big fan of dongding and just so wonderful to drink 4 dongdings with a lot of people. And the energy from, you know, a lot of you guys out there on the Instagram and Facebook to join this event, it made me very happy. And so today right now, you know, after 4 different dongdings, we are drinking Alisan Dark Roast Oolong Tea from our teacher, Mr. Zhan. Mm.
Sean already brewed the first cup of tea. It's really good.
So why did I pick this specific Dark Roast Alisan tea? The only reason is, there are 2 reasons actually. The first reason is I feel like it. And then second reason is, in this past week, 2 customers came in and you guys are so cute. 2 guys, you know, like 2 customers told me that, they had a roasted tea. Oh, accidentally, both of the teas are from Mr. Zhan, by the way. And then they all, you know, tell me that they haven't drank that tea yet because I told them to hold on to it for, I don't know, 1 year, 2 years or something like that. And so none of them like touched that tea at all. I found that it, thank you for listening to me, but it's seriously really sweet. Or maybe I should rephrase this. I, you know, it's so sweet that you guys listening to me to this extent, like, would not drink the tea until, like, that specific moment that I told you guys. Yeah.
I think mostly because even though we have that feeling, and sometimes I'm at the shop and I say, oh, we should hold on to this tea. Sometimes you'll drink it anyway.
Yeah. So some teas I actually asked Noah to hide it, and this is one of the teas.
Yeah, so here you
that
go.
That I asked him to hide it. But when we say that we hold on to the teas to see how it opens up, and we will give you roughly a certain amount of time, that says 6 months or a year or 2 years, that kind of stuff. Please just put it into a consideration and maybe, cause, I still encourage people to taste it from time to time to see its development. While at the same time, yes, there is a thing called do not disturb the tea energy. So there should be at least a container worth of that tea or a bag worth of that tea that you don't touch it up. I mean, you don't touch it. You don't keep opening it and keep taking it out. You know, just let it stay there. And then there's a small quantity of tea that you take out on the side. And then maybe after 3 months, go in and taste it. After 2 months, go in and taste it, you know? Yeah.
Because how you learn to discern for yourself?
To see when it's ready, it's actually you go in and taste it. Mm. Not just like, Xiaowen says it will be ready in a year, then it will be really ready in the exact 1 year point. It was my estimation, you know? So just want to, bring that out and also find a very good excuse for me to, drink this tea today. Since Noah really hide it, you know? Yeah. So this Alisan, when I first had it last year, it was almost a year ago. I think we bought it in November.
Yeah.
And it was roasted last year in November. So when we first had this tea, it was really heavily roasted. And it was a really bold, strong tea. And also to have a high mountain, this dark roast is very intriguing to me because not a lot of high mountain oolongs got roasted this deep. You know, this rich in a way. And so I decided to buy some. And then after we we brought a tea bag, maybe within a month, we had tea tastings of this tea and together with other Mr. Zhang's tea, I remember, and I was a big fan of this tea. I think the physical sensation needed some development. But at that time, I was so obsessed with the tea broth. I feel like that was the first tea and still so far the only tea that I feel when a tea broth reached inside of my mouth, it felt like tree roots, like wanted to spread to every single corner, every single place in my mouth. And I was so happy when that happened. And it happened almost every single time that we drank the tea. Back then, and then I decided to keep the tea aside. So right now, when we bring it out, almost exactly after a year, that sensation disappeared. But the physical sense-wise, I think it become deeper and more round. So we are having a second infusion of this tea. And the broth smell just reach so deep, you know. Whew, strong brew, this one. It's a big tea.
So oily.
So oily and so thick. So big.
Yeah.
And physical feeling is also very
big. Bold.
Yeah, very bold, almost have a little bit sour, dry fire.
Yeah,
so I think it will take even longer time for it to, because I feel the fire is a bit too aggressive right now. Makes me feel good and not good at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost too much aggression for my body. Yeah, but I can actually see how big it's already going into, like immediately going to my feet, for example.
The speed is really fast.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess Mr. Zhang still once in a while drive a sport car.
You should tell that story. That's good.
Yeah. He loves to like use like, how do you call it? Analogy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Analogy to talk about his sometimes. And so maybe a few years ago we were at his shop, and then
it was the time that we grabbed this tea.
We were
there because we were filming there. So we were in and out probably five or six times, and one of the times there was this guy who's the most
adorable,
super fun to drink tea with him,
tea customer from Mr. John that we met in his shop. And he just have that sweet temperament too. You can see that, you can feel that. And after we drank a few teas, he took out a small container with a lot of excitement, and he said there was four roast charcoal roasting from like at least 10 years ago.
Yeah, 10 years old.
Yeah, 10 years ago. And he said that's just the last bit of the tea, and he would like to try with everybody on the table that day, because he just feel like the tea was so good. And of course Mr. John, you know, as his assistant to brew the tea, and we all drank the tea, and the tea was so bold and so still after 10 years.
I couldn't believe it's been sitting around for 10 years.
So strong. And Mr. John took a sip and he just said, wow. When I was younger, I guess I like to drive sport car. And then we all burst out laughing because the tea was so strong that it feels like if you use car experience, it will be like driving a sport car.
You almost feel like a muscle car when you hear the engine is so big.
Yeah, and then we burst out laughing. But later I just stopped for a moment and I thought about it. I said, wait a second, 10 years ago you were like 60 years old. You were driving sport car when you were 60. What did you drive when you were 20? and he didn't say anything.
But what did he say? He also said that now, so what are you driving now? He's like, oh, like a luxury.
Luxury
car. It's sitting in the back of a luxury vehicle. But this is a strong tea.
This is, and for me, it's just like very interesting to see a high mountain tea got roasted. It's not just the dark roast. I mean, you can dark roast any tea that you want. I mean, you just put a lot of fire. That's basically a dark roast tea. It's how he could see a foundation of a tea and to know that this tea can be pushed this far. Mm. And that's why if you notice, our website, we don't have full roast dongding very, very often because he told me that full roast dongding require a specific quality of dongding and it doesn't come around very often. So he will find very good quality dongdings, but not that kind of quality. So he was able to do 3 roast dongding way more often than 4 roast dongding, for example. You know,
I think every time we go in, we'll ask him. The last 2 times we've asked him, do you have the 4 roast dongding? And the
yeah, 2 he times always
he
said
no. But I have something else. And the last 2 times, it's been Ali-san.
Yeah, it has been Ali-san. So we have another Ali-san. We have another Ali-san on the way. He has been 2 months on the way now, and hopefully it will arrive within a month. I think there's a tea that he said is even better than 4 roast dongding.
Yeah, there's that tea we got some of. We actually got 2 other Ali-sans from him too.
Yeah.
But that one is in the mix and I'm really excited to drink that tea again.
Yeah. And maybe after they come in, for those of you who are listening outside, we have been having so much fun doing blind tastings. Mm. And if the package ever arrives,
knock on wood.
Okay, knock on wood, please.
When the package arrives,
we can do a Ali-san blind tasting.
That would be really fun.
Yeah.
I feel like the base of this tea is just so wide.
Mm. And maybe that's why in the beginning I have that roots, you know, yeah, like tree roots that keep wanting to spread to more ever possible space in my mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, and even physically, I think it tried to go into all possible place of my body. Mm.
It goes both ways, too, when you smell the scent. Mm. I feel it definitely more downwards, but...
Yeah, more downwards, actually.
There's a stimulation in the kind of the temples also that reaches back.
Yeah, but right now the feeling of this tea, you know, it feels so big and... I think the theme of this tea is reaching out. Reaching out and wide and deep. However, there is still like that dry fire, kind of a too fire feeling, too fiery feeling in the tea. So I think it will benefit for a longer storage rather than just a year to make the, in a way to make it round and even more completion. You know, if you look at a shape, then right now this tea is more, how do you call this?
A cylinder?
Oh, cylinder? 长方形.
Oh, a long rectangle?
Rectangle.
Like, yeah. Is it three-dimensional or?
Whatever, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so it's cylinder. Could be a cylinder.
It's a 长方形. And then, you know, hopefully with time, it will be still that long, but it will grow into a round shape.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And more dimension too.
Yeah.
So if the cylinder that you are talking about...
A cylinder is round.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so maybe it's like a rectangular prism.
Yeah.
Like a rectangle that's long.
Yeah. And then later you will become still that long and become into a wider and longer round shape.
With a little bit more kind of nuance on the outside also. Another way I think about that sometimes is that a newly roasted tea can, the edges can be a little bit boxy.
Yeah.
Or that the angles can be a little bit angular.
Exactly. And so anyway, to now, I think the focus of this podcast, this specific episode, is not just to feel about this tea, even though this tea is extremely interesting. As I said, the first place that I brought this tea is, you know, I heard two really sweet customers that they are not drink the tea because I say keep it for a year or two. But if you guys know me long enough, my take on tea is nothing is very certain. You know, you got to use practice to have a sense. So for me is, so what is the sense? It's through practice you confirm and disconfirm some stuff. And so with tea wise, you know, like when this tea is ready, I cannot give you like an exact date. I can. October 8th of 2021.
I bet it'll taste really good at that time.
You know, but within this time, when I say 1 year to two, then like, so there's 1 year and there's 2 year and there's 3 year and there's five. Then I think we as tea drinkers have to build that curiosity of like, so when is this tea ready and completely open? And, you know, a lot of times you might say, how would I know? I can't know. I'm not a tea expert.
The thing is, can I say something?
Yes, please.
If you can't know, then you're not going to know when it is open just because I say it's open on that day.
Yeah.
Right.
True. But you guys, you know, like a lot of us, not just you guys, me too, that you don't need to be an expert to taste out something though. Like for example, as simple as, is this cabbage cooked? Do you need to be a, sure, if you are a trained chef, then the texture control will be better. But the point of, will the cabbage be cooked in the next 2 minutes, you have a way to know. It might be overcooked, that's the problem. It might be undercooked. But throughout the taste, you taste it in 1 minute, in 2 minutes, in 3 minutes, and then you keep building that sense of that sensibility of what it looked like, maybe in the end, then you get to know that it's to the texture and for sure it's cooked kind of a thing. Is something ready, open? We also all have experience. If you are a wine drinker, you all try that out too. I want to open this bottle of wine. I mean, I just open the cork, okay? Unplug the cork. You actually make the wine liquid feel more open. So that's why a lot of people decant the wine. How do you determine that bottle of wine is ready to drink? Like, did somebody tell you to use 25 minutes plus 25 seconds? Maybe. But I will bet most of the time not. And somehow you were willing to decant a bottle of wine, taste it through time to time, just a sip, and you determine, oh, right now it's ready. Let's enjoy the bottle of wine. Do you know what? With tea, you can do that too.
Just slower.
Just so, yeah. The time is like 2 years or something. And I think this way, you become more adventurous and more experimental and more trust your own taste to determine if something tastes right to you. And this is a capacity that you can do it on your own. And then you can do it also with some, you know, tea drinker friends, you know, they will tell you, oh, I think this will benefit from because that, you know, something like that. And then you can learn, from each other. So don't be afraid. So maybe the title is, I don't know, hashtag no fear or hashtag go nuts, hashtag, have fun, hashtag go experiment, hashtag figure it out.
Does it have to be a hashtag?
I don't know. It's such a modern life. It's like everything's a hashtag. It's so interesting. Hashtag tea. So that's it. You know, I don't mean to rant, because this is my learning process and I like to figure out, and then I like to confirm with my testing capacity. I like to go back and I call it get a shot of inspiration from those teachers and come back and try it out over and over again on my own, and then go back there and then get another shot and then come back.
Well, there's one thing that comes to my mind of a really simple way of that kind of testing and using your experience, even if you feel like you're not very mm-hmm. confident with something, mm-hmm. which is when we figure out what to pair with a tea. Because when we do like a tea pairing tasting kind of thing just for fun with some friends or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We just like have a piece of whatever, cookie, a croissant, or the what, like beef bolognese, I don't know. But whatever it is, it's just a piece of this food.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we can try it and then have a sip of tea.
Yeah.
And then we might have an intuition of, oh, Dahong Pao is going to go really well with beef stroganoff for some reason.
Yeah.
And
you just try it out.
Yeah. And you got to try it because it's good chance it's going to be completely wrong. But also, there's a chance it's going to be good. So, you know, we'll like have like brew 3 or 4 or 5 different teas on the table, depending on how soon we get it right, you know, or what we like about each one. Because sometimes you'll taste it. And I have no experience doing this. We didn't train to do this at all. You know?
Yeah.
But taste a little bit of a light oolong with something really heavy and realize, oh, I like the way that the light oolong kind of the aftertaste shows up after you finish the bite of food.
Yeah.
Or you're like, oh, I really like how the notes in the dark oolong pair with the heavy food.
Or something like that.
And whatever it is.
Your senses will tell you that something is right and something is wrong. And since he mentioned that, one time a customer came in and said he's going to have a dinner party, and then there will be some, you know, like, I guess it's peach season then, and he want to use some peach in his food, like including like, you know, like not roast, like how do you guys call it? Like you put it on barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Roasted, I guess.
Okay, roasted, whatever. Peach.
Oh, charred? Is that what it's called? I don't know.
I'm really bad at cooking. So, and then so he just come in and say, I think it would be fun to offer people some tea with that. And somehow my intuition told him to do Dahong Pao. And I just said, yeah, maybe try Dahong Pao. It's just my intuition. Maybe it will go very well. And somehow, within about 2 weeks, I have peach here in the shop. And I was like, oh, I'm going to brew some Dahong Pao to go with it. And it was terrible. And I feel so bad because I don't have the contact info of this specific customer. So I just said, I hope the dinner party went really well. I'm sorry. So you see, you can try out stuff. Yeah. But maybe my lesson is don't give people random suggestions of what will pair with what. Before I try it out myself.
Dahong Pao so far doesn't really pair with a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. Maybe try. I don't know. So anyway, I think that's it before I go on renting more. And I think the next episode, we are actually going to drink the same tea, but store in a container.
Sounds good to me.
To talk about storage and the differences in storage and et cetera, et cetera. So I hope you guys have fun out there, trying out your teas and be open to it and want to you know, I do different ways to brew tea and et cetera, et cetera. And remember, have fun with it. And also remember, struggling is not necessarily a bad thing sometimes in learning. So that's it. Happy tea drinking or struggling tea drinking. Thank you for tuning in. To direct help us to make this program going is to listen and tell your friends to listen. And the most,
and tell your family to listen.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell your mama to listen. Tell your friend's mama to listen.
And the most direct way to support this program is actually buy our tea on our website, floatingleaf.com. We'll see you next Monday.
Bye-bye.
Bye.